like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guesting on this Tuesday edition. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Charles Arbuckle with us in about 15 minutes. Buck every Tuesday joins us. Top of the second hour, Gator Dave, and later hour three, guess who? Griff will be with us. Griff covers Georgia. The AJC's Dog Nation, Mike Griffith, in hour number three, 615-844-5600 is the number, 615-844-5600, on Twitter, at Bill is King, and you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. I posted, actually Patton posted the stream on Twitter. Right now, use that. Yeah, use that. The app, I check it every morning before the show when it is not right now functioning. So we've got the WNSR stream that you can also check on Twitter and click on that. And that is your way to pick up the show. Till the app works. I mean, you can use this one anyways. I mean, either way. But for whatever reason, I click on the app this morning, and it immediately, sometimes it'll circulate, you know. It'll do the circulate thing. This time it won't do that. So anyways, they'll get it right, and we'll have that up and running. But for now, just use the WNSR stream, which I have posted on Twitter, and you can click it right there on Twitter. Yesterday was crazy. Now, here is my Monday after the show now. Yeah, after the show, and again, I love Mondays. We had a bunch to get to on Monday, and we had, obviously, the Clown Show Committee release, which I thought they got it right. I may be critical of the concept, but they got it right. And we had the overall rankings and the bowl picks and all of that content. But Monday, and I guess this is going to be a thing, y'all. The rules now say that you get 45 days beginning in December and then another 15 days in the spring. So they've cut back the amount of time that you can officially put your name in the He Gone Gateway, the transfer portal. Now, you can announce you're transferring whenever you want. Doesn't matter. There's no date on that. But officially being in the portal, which is kind of silly because it's not being policed. It's not like tampering is being policed. Everybody's being tampered. Everybody is tampering. It's working both ways. So it's kind of silly. It's kind of laughable. We have these rules, but nothing's being adjudicated. Nothing's being policed. You can call and contact anybody currently on a team when it's not on the calendar as far as being able to be in the portal. It's laughable. Every team is being tampered, and every team is tampering. If you're not, you're not in the game. If you're not doing this, you're not trying hard enough. If you are so goody-two-shoes that you are actually paying attention to these rules, you're getting killed. You might as well get out of the game. That's where we're at right now, y'all. Lawlessness is actually the law. Does that make sense? I'm going to say this again. Lawlessness is actually the law of the land. The more lawless you are, the better off you are. True. No. It's sad, but it's true. That's where we are at. That's how pathetic the governing body, so-called governing body, of the NCAA is. The NCAA. That's how pathetic it is. It's a laughing stock. It's a clown show. Anyways, having said all that, I spent Monday, I mean a good chunk of it, literally sitting there watching all the names in the portal. And there are going to be more, but there was an avalanche, obviously, on the first day, Monday. Monday, December the 5th, was the first day you could wink, wink, quote, quote, officially jump in. And I just sat there and watched and watched and then saw where this school offered this guy and this school reached out to that guy. And now at that point, you can do it. But things have been happening way before officially things got cranking on Monday. Way before. Scott in Savannah. Now, this is a good one, so I'll go ahead and get to it. Scott in Savannah, Georgia. What's your best guess on how many of these kids that have entered the portal will not have a school wanting to take them? He says, I'll say 50%. Many of these kids, he goes on to say, are going to learn a tough life lesson about looking for greener pastures. Yes, at least 50%. Now, the ones that you see promoted on Twitter, they will, a high percentage of them, maybe all of them, they'll have a home. All those names will have a home. And if you pull it up, let me look at this. I'll find it. And another note. There's going to be, how was I trying to promote it? On this show, there's going to be a lot of list radio. You know how we always talk about list radio? Yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of list radio. We're always promoting that we're not into list radio. There's going to be some list radio here. And, okay, here are the rankings. Do you know some of these players you're going to know. This is 24/7. You can pull up any site. I just randomly pulled up 24/7. This is their current rankings for the names in the transfer portal. You know how, like, in recruiting rankings, you have a number one, you have a number two, number three, number 279. They have this also on the transfer portal. Number one is Fentrell Cypress, cornerback, Virginia. He's ranked the top guy right now. Now, last year, the top-ranked guy was Caleb Williams. Yeah, the top-ranked guy last year, and I think that's probably accurate, right? This year, so far, the number one-ranked guy is Fentrell Cypress, a corner out of Virginia. Number two is quarterback NC State, Devin Leary, who's really good, but he has injury problems. Number three, and I disagree with this, DJU is number three. There's no way he's number three. That is a horrific mistake. Number four is Hudson Card. Texas. Quinn Ewers, backup, although many said in camp before the season got started, he was the better quarterback. He doesn't have the arm talent of Quinn Ewers. He may be a better athlete, but he's not a better arm talent quarterback than Quinn Ewers. Hudson Card, number four. Hudson Card is a tough guy baller. I like him. Number five is J.Q. Hardaway, who's a corner out of Cincinnati. Number six, and I'm not going to go forever here. Don't worry. I won't go forever. Number six is a Johnny Cornelius, who's an offensive guard. Number seven is Deshaun McCullough, kind of an outside linebacker, defensive end, whose dad is the running back coach at Notre Dame. This kid played at IU as a freshman this year. And so on and so forth. We can keep going, but I'll stop there. I'm not gonna hit you up forever here. I'm not going to do that to you. But that's just an example of what's going on out there. And back to Scott and Savannah, he says, I think just overall all these names, not the names I just mentioned, they'll all have a home. But just of the thousands who will be in the Heat Gone Gateway, over 50% will not find a home or will not find anything. Let's put it this way, as good as what they had. For whatever reason, they all think this is just some freebie transfer, which it is a freebie transfer, but they think they all just automatically have a home. I don't know why they think that when that's not the case. You don't already automatically have a home. You just don't. They think they do, but they don't. Yeah, they think they do, but they don't. Johnny Vegas, Bill, the sad part of the Heat Gone Gateway, 40% don't get re-signed. Yeah, I saw that. Somebody did some statistics and said about 40%. It's going to be interesting, though, because there are a lot of players in this. Let's flip the script a little bit. There are a lot of players in this who can come in and impact and fix a problem you have, and you don't have to try a true freshman to do it. Recruiting is a big deal. But this transfer portal comedy, circus show, is real, and it can also help you a lot. It works both ways. Yeah, it works both ways. And you got to remember, we were told by all the folks who said, coaches get to go. Yeah, coaches can just pack up and leave. Why can't the players do it, Bill? Which is an absolutely ridiculous argument. Okay? And now you have a situation. Okay, y'all, you really want this, right? Well, did you see Deion Sanders in his meeting with the Colorado players? He came in, and I'm paraphrasing, basically said, all of you, if you want, get in the portal. I've got some of my guys coming in, and I know they're dudes. You guys, he didn't say this, but he basically implied you guys were 1-11. All of you guys, you want to hop in the portal? Go ahead. So everybody who said it's only fair to be able to do this, that's the other side of this. You like that? You see all those players sitting there looking at Deion being told, you're being rejected.
Good morning. Just give yourself plenty of extra time out here just to play it safe. They're working a wreck 65 southbound at the North Loop. I'm looking at it live. It's aggravating that traffic now on 65 south as you try to get past Trinity Lane. Again, 65 south here at the North Loop on a crash. It's building through Mount Juliet right now on I-40 leaving Wilson County. Same goes for Dixon County traffic on I-40 going eastbound. Nash Painting is Middle Tennessee's number one residential and commercial painters. Check them out today at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Whoa, are you kidding me?
There's plenty of game left. Just chill out. If you're too riled up, you won't ever get to sleep tonight.
How can I chill out when I have to put up with this every single week?
Oh, and he gets picked off. Interception.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Okay, that's enough. Here, try these cannabis products from Lab Canna. And these heightened Delta 8 gummies and Karma Calming Caramels will help put you in a better state of mind.
Whether you win or lose, make every game day better with cannabis products from Lab Canna. Learn more today at labcanna.com.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Galton Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. They're open there 24/7, 365 days a year. Or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Supposed to be with us. We'll find him. Right now, Patton's trying to locate him. He's with us in this slot every Tuesday. Buck, Charles Arbuckle. So we'll locate him and get him on these airwaves this morning. We were just talking about Monday. And I got to admit, as bad as this is for the game, it's exciting. Does that, I know that's conflicting. What I just said is very conflicting. It is exciting. It's interesting. I will admit, I sat there and hit refresh 17,000 times yesterday on my Twitter feed. Or I took calls and talked to people about it. And there's rumors out there like crazy, too. I was listening to a Notre Dame podcast, and I don't do that much. I don't do that much at all. But I was just randomly pulling up Brian Driscoll had some of his guys doing a podcast, and I was listening to it. And they were mentioning this rumor about Drake May. Drake May, maybe the most complete quarterback, at least this year, in college football. Young quarterback at North Carolina. Had a heck of a year. North Carolina kind of faded down the stretch, but this kid had a heck of a year throwing and running. And they were talking about this rumor that Drake May was being poached by Alabama. Now, we do know Drake May's being poached by a lot of teams because Mack Brown insinuated it. We do know that. But, and I sent a text message to Kevin, and I said, Kevin, is there anything to this? It's on a Notre Dame podcast, but is there anything to this Drake May and Alabama flirtation? And he said, Bill, I've got a better chance of quarterbacking Alabama than Drake May does. So that ended that. And plus, they've got Ty Simpson. They've got Jalen Milroe. Now, I don't think Milroe's a dual-threat quarterback. He's a athletic, very athletic quarterback. His passing game is very suspect. Ty Simpson's their future. Out of Jackson, Tennessee, Ty Simpson, who I think, and I think they think, is going to be an outstanding quarterback for them. But my point is, stuff like that was out there too. Yeah, stuff like that was floating out there too. It was a crazy day on Monday. But back to Deion. Everybody, all these woke, and let me say it again, woke media types. It's only fair. Players ought to be able to transfer, and they ought to get the freebie. Matter of fact, they basically want it to be unlimited. And by the way, there was legislation months ago where they were considering letting players have unlimited transfers. Now, I don't even know what that means. Does that mean, like, during a game, you can get up, walk off, and join another team? I mean, I'm being silly, but the whole thing is silly. They did. Remember, we talked about it. They considered that. That was an item, a legit item. Anyways, they ended up not doing that. But back to Deion Sanders. Everybody that said this is only fair only looked at it from a standpoint of the players ought to be able to do anything they want, Bill. Well, Deion just had a team meeting with his new team, Colorado, and basically told everybody in that auditorium, get the hell out of here. That's the other side of this. All you folks that wanted this, you like that? You appreciate that? All you guys, all you losers who just went 1-11 at Rick George's school, my boy, Rick George's school, just got told by Deion a couple of days ago, get the hell out of here. I don't care what work you put in, you're a loser. Get the hell out of here. Now, he didn't say that, but he was pretty harsh on those players. And he said, I've got my own guys coming in, including his son. Yeah, I got my own guys, and here's the other thing. Deion's going to be poaching everybody's recruiting class. Now, he can only take so many, right? But still, wherever you're at, Deion's coming after you. Remember back when all this got started, somebody asked me, Bill, is there a possibility that somebody could take a dormant program going nowhere and by virtue of name, image, likeness, completely reverse their fortune? This might be it. Now, again, I don't know. Deion hadn't coached enough for us to know, but I do understand he's got the players noticing. Regardless of what you think about Deion Sanders, recruits know who the heck he is and what he's about. Here's the other thing about Deion. Deion is not a woke, progressive dude, Deion is old school, y'all. Old school. So those players, the players that do follow him and the ones that he can poach, better understand he ain't into your sensitive feelings. If you've got that problem, Deion probably isn't for you. But yes, he stood in that auditorium in front of those players at Colorado and basically said, you all probably ought to be looking into the portal, into the He-Gone Gateway. I'll clean this whole place up. That's part of it. Yeah, that's part of what's going on. 614 Rob, wonder what percentage of those going into the portal were told by their schools to hit the road. More than the woke crowd wants to admit. See, this works both ways. This isn't just a freebie for the players. This is a freebie for the coaches. If you've got dead spots on your roster, spots where you are saying we don't have the answers in the personnel department for this position here or this position over there. You can have a meeting with a kid and you can say, look, here's the deal. Love you. Appreciate your time. But you're not going to get to play here. I'm just giving you the facts. You're not going to get on the field here. It's in your best interest to find a better fit. We'll help you find a better fit. But it's in your best interest. If playing time is absolutely at the top of your list, and who's not prioritizing playing time? That's the whole point, right? Get out there and play. Have fun. That's the fun part, when you get to play in a game. That's the reward. So, yes, this works both ways, y'all. It's a fantastic way to cleanse your roster when you think that you have problems at certain positions. Yeah, it works both ways. Patton, I'm assuming you have not been able to locate Buck. Is that right, Patton? Yeah, if you're on the mic, Pat, I can't hear you if you're on the mic. But I'm assuming you have not been able to find Buck yet. Is that true? Okay, I'm not even hearing back from him. Sam Dog, one of the Heisman finalists, is a conference champion. Same one is also a national championship. He's talking about Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett got invited to the Heisman ceremony up in New York, which I think is good. I don't have a problem with that. Now, Hendon Hooker didn't. I do have a problem with that. It's not at somebody else's expense. I'm just saying I don't know how Hendon Hooker didn't get invited. Doesn't have to be an either or at all. Yeah, for some reason, we don't have Buck, but the app is up and working. Yeah, the app is up and working. So that's good news. I don't know. Usually, Buck will send me a message. Oh, he did? Okay. So you're going to pull him up? Okay. Charles Arbuckle with us every Tuesday. And, Buck, I was going to ask you, on Monday with the portal, and again, this isn't the first year of the portal, but it's kind of interesting because they narrowed the window. So it was more of a stampede, and Monday was the beginning of the stampede. Did you get dizzy?
Yes, I did. Well, there's a couple of reasons, Bill. Think about how many people entered the portal, and then how it's set up now because they have a smaller window. So if you were, you know, a guy that's senior or your coach has left, you could enter it at any time prior to this. But as soon as the window opened, and they open it up like this time period during the bowl season. So you see all these people rushing into the portal. we have been kind of talking about this before. You know, last year was like 2000. I'm just using a number. I can't remember the exact number. This year, I think it's going to be it's going to probably be 3,000 people that go into the portal, and then how many of them are actually going to end up somewhere? It just doesn't make sense. And then it's bowl season, so if you're a bowl team, you're still coaching and working, and it's crazy. And then you have the early signing period on top of that. So it's all kind of factors that make it just – it's asinine how they set it up. It doesn't make sense at all, and that's why you got this rush of people that will go into the portal, and then we may never hear from some of these guys.
Buck, I was just talking. Everybody said this was a good idea. Let the players be free. Let them – if they're not happy or maybe they've got problems back at home, don't hinder them. Let them go. Let them be free. Coaches can pack it up. And we just got the other side of this. Deion Sanders walks into that auditorium, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically tells that entire Colorado team, all of you, jump in the portal. I encourage you, jump in the portal. That's the other side of this.
Hey, Deion's telling them what most coaches have done, and you don't get to see them tell folks that. You know, I mean, so – you think about it at USC, how many guys left last year? 40, 50, something crazy. So the only thing that's different with Deion is that he just, you heard it. But that goes on all the time, and I think that's the reason why so here's the thing, Bill. Why do we have the early signing period? If we're going to have this transfer portal, let's go back to the February time period and get rid of this early signing crap. Because you got the portal and then you got that. And that's why you see all of these guys getting out of this thing and make it there's advantages to the transfer portal, but there's also things that are happening where it looks asinine because you don't have the time. And that's why if you're a smaller school, you can't compete sometimes with the bigger schools because you don't have guys waiting and can make sure they set up the names and who's going and who's what. Like the bigger schools can. It's really about, and this whole thing, the schools that have the wherewithal, they can then say, look, we know who's coming. This is the guy we put on our team or we would accept. But these other schools are like, it's a five-star guy. You know, they don't have the chance to really do the homework and the due diligence to see if the guy is really a good player or not. It's crazy.
Buck, we're about to hit a break. Can you stay through a couple of minutes?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, Charles Arbuckle with us. And I'm going to ask you, Buck, quarterbacks in the portal, and I don't – yeah, there's the music. But when we come back, I'm going to get Buck to evaluate if he has a favorite quarterback in the portal right now. We'll go through a couple of these guys. There's some guys – that can come in and kind of bridge the gap if you're needing a quarterback for a year or something. Guys that have put up a million yards in their career that are in that portal. We'll talk about it with Buck as we come back. Gator Day, top of hour two, Griff hour three, Tuesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching it build pretty good now on 24 and leaving Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. Same goes for I-40 and Mount Julia. They're still working your reg 65 southbound at the North Loop. That's aggravated that traffic even more so on 65 south there at Trinity Lane, where we also have an accident where people are driving by staring at. Nash Painting is Middle Tennessee's number one residential and commercial painters. NashPainting.com. Check them out today. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
With our 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna. Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Slim's Tender Mac Bowls are back. We start with a three cheese blend to make our delicious mac and top it with chopped hand-breaded tenders and Colby Jack cheese. Try the Tender Mac Bowl meal or the Buffalo Tender Mac Bowl meal, both served with Texas toast and a medium drink. But hurry, they're only around for a limited time. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, so, I'm not grumpy.
John, I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay.
You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
The portal. Devin Leary, NC State. DJU, Hudson Card, Jeff Sims, Spencer Sanders. I'm leaving some out. Those are just random. Buck, is there a favorite in that group for you? That's a tough question, I know.
No. So Hudson Card, Spencer Sanders, and DJ.
DJU, Jeff Sims. Yeah. Luke Altmyer at Ole Miss. I mean.
Hudson Card or Sims are kind of interesting to me. You know, because I think both of them would have more than just 1 year, right? I think they both have a couple of years if I'm thinking about it.
Think so, yeah.
DJ is interesting as well. I think if you put DJ in the right situation, he's shown that he can really play well. I mean, I know he didn't do it consistently at Clemson, but I'm having a thought that he's going to be back on the West Coast, and you got to just think, what school is he going to end up at, you know?
Buck, there's a lot of rumors about your school. I don't know if that's accurate, but there's a bunch of that out there.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to go with Chip. I mean, I know the biggest piece, anytime anybody's going to transfer out west, they go to USC and UCLA, allegedly. Supposedly in that whole scenario. And I know he was recruited by UCLA before. Could be. I just think, I don't know if that sounds too easy, right? So then I start thinking, well, maybe it's somewhere else besides one of the California schools.
He's not going to play at USC.
Oregon with Bo Nix gone, he could definitely go to Oregon.
Yeah.
Would be a spot. So, yeah, yeah. I think DJ Sims and the, yeah, those two to me kind of stand out in that group just because they have more time. Like, you don't have to rush and get them in for 1 year and think they're going to be gone after that.
Hudson Card, Buck, is a tough guy. Mm-hmm. Now, I think he's probably a better athlete than Quinn Ewers. He does not have the arm talent, clearly, that Quinn Ewers has. But he's a guy that will come in and fight you to the last breath. I know that.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If you're a team that's looking for a quarterback and you don't have one, it's a great opportunity. I guess you should say the best situation is Shedeur Sanders, because he's going to go to Colorado, right? They have nobody on that roster.
Right.
So it's pretty obvious. Deion has already said, look at your quarterback, even before the portal opened for him. But nonetheless, Hudson Card is a kid that, he competed really well there, didn't get the opportunity to hold on to the job. And now we're talking about Quinn Ewers. Is he going to be able to hold on to it with Arch Manning coming in? You know, that's the problem you now start having with the portal and from a quarterback situation. Some guys stick around. Like Max Duggan, think about his trials and tribulations, and now he's finally starting and got TCU into the college football playoff before Texas and Texas A&M. Nobody would have ever thought that, right? When you think about Texas schools, you automatically go to Texas A&M, not TCU. So if you, and not that he's a transfer guy, I'm just saying the opposite of the transfer. He stayed, wasn't even the starter at the beginning of the year, Bill. I mean, I called their game early in the year at Tarleton State, and Chad Morris' son Chandler was supposed to be the starter. He never just could get healthy, and once Max held onto the job, he held on to it. So I'm interested to see, how the transfer portal works for quarterbacks. I'm glad you asked that question because there's a few in there that can come out on the other side. And, you can see, like, Spencer Sanders. I was a little shocked by that. I knew he wasn't going to go play in the league yet. He just didn't have quite, he wasn't ready for that. But I didn't see him transfer. I just didn't.
Buck, appreciate your time, sir. We'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, man. Have a good one now. Bowl season's here, right?
I hear you, man.
All right. Take care.
Charles Arbuckle with us every Tuesday on the show. Will down in Athens, Alabama. Bill, did Bo Nix revitalize his NFL career? I don't think he's much of an NFL guy. He did play well most of this year. No question. He really played well. So I do want to praise him. But the NFL question is a different item, and I don't know that he's real attractive on that level. Could he be on a roster and be the number three scout team guy or something, or the practice squad or something? I guess, yeah. But I don't think there's any kind of NFL attraction there. I just don't. I don't know that he ever had an NFL future, regardless of how he was playing. And obviously, we're talking about when he's playing well. I'm happy for him. Makes a move way out. Alabama kid, obviously an Auburn legacy, all the way out to Eugene, Oregon. And it turned out to be a good move. So I do want to praise him. I do want to make sure I'm on the right side of this and say, good job, dude. But if we're taking this conversation to, okay, now what about Sundays? I don't think he's that level of player. That'd be my estimate on him. Larry over in North Carolina. His Maize and Blue were doing good, man. They're sitting there. They get TCU. They're a solid favorite in that game. It's going to be a very difficult matchup for TCU physically in that game. Very difficult. Larry says, some of these folks act like they've never received a butt-chewing in a locker room, and it shows. Well, yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah, that's very true. Pat and I assume we're waiting on the music here, right? Okay. Music's coming up. We'll take the break. Top of the hour, Gator Dave will be with us. And then later, hour three, Mike Griffith. It's not Mike Griffin, it's Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. Tuesday, happy Tuesday. Happy transfer portal. Happy Egon Gateway season. Yeah, Caleb Williams, Stroud, Max Duggan, and Stetson Bennett going to New York. Was released on Monday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still running slower than normal from an earlier rank. 65 southbound at the North Loop. Here comes that traffic on I-40 through Mount Juliet, leaving Wilson County headed towards Nashville. Same goes for I-24 out of Rutherford County on 24 here at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Nash Painting, Middle Tennessee's number one residential and commercial painters. Check them out today at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Atlanta Braves laying $1.26 as a favorite today at home against the Nationals. Kyle Wright pitching for the Braves. He's 0-3. With a 7.20 ERA, Eric Feedy for the Nationals, 1-1, a 2.55 run average. The Nationals plus 116 on the money line. The total is 10 under. The NASCAR Cup Series doubleheader this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at Dover, Delaware. Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., the plus 350 co-favorites to win Saturday's race. The Northern Trust at TPC Boston, Justin Thomas and Bryson DeChambeau are the 12-1 co-favorites. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms likely, high near 68. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low around 63. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high near 68. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
I was looking at, it's a list where it says the highest rated quarterbacks. Now, these are current college quarterbacks, not recruits. But I was checking who's in the transfer portal. All right, Drake May, no. I'm talking about they're at their current school by way of the portal, though, meaning they transfer. Whether it's the portal or not. Drake May, no. Bryce Young, no. Jordan Travis, yes. Caleb Williams, yes. That's 3 and 4. Jordan Travis, Caleb Williams. Hendon Hooker, yes. Michael Penix, yes. Garrett Schrader, yes. Jaden Daniels, yes. KJ Jefferson, no. Dylan Gabriel, yes. So more than half of these top 10 are transfers. Let me count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of the 10 on this list of highest rated quarterbacks, and this is from Tom in Myrtle Beach, 7 of the 10 got to the school they're at by way of transferring. Quarterback transfers has turned into a gold mine. Now, it might not work out for everybody like that, but it's working out. Used to be that if you transferred, you were a problem person and you were simply running from your issues. You couldn't look in the mirror and deal with things. Kids are transferring, quarterbacks are transferring now and making very good use of that transfer. That theory that transferring is just for a loser isn't necessarily the truth anymore. Now, it might be in some cases, but it's not the overwhelming case. It used to be preached that everybody that tried this was a loser. That's the way you were taught. And you know what? Maybe back then that was true. I mean, things aren't the same today as they used to be 30, 40, 50 years ago. Maybe overwhelmingly that was the case back then. It's not the case today. That's what you were told. Just packing it up and relocating ain't changing your problems. Ain't changing why you don't get to play. Sam Dog, Bill, more offensive than defensive players hit the portals, I think. He says, is that because of touches? Well, I don't even know. Is that right? Let me pull this up. Let me go back to the list I had, if I can find it, and kill radio at the same time. Where is it on my list? Here it is. I found it. Last year, let me go to last year, first of all. He was the top, 10. Or so, that they had ranked. Caleb Williams won. That's offense. Quinn Ewers, Jordan Addison, Jahmyr Gibbs, Eli Ricks. Number 5 is the first defensive player they had there. Jackson Dart's in there. Zach Evans running back. Mario Williams receiver. Jermaine Burton receiver. Spencer Rattler was number 11. So, of the top 10 or 11, there are exactly one defensive player. That's a year ago now. Now, Sam Dog was talking about this one. So, let me pull up 2023 and see what they say. And I just lost my page. As I was trying to do list radio, I lost my page. Okay. The number one ranked player as of right now, and this is 24/7, okay, is Fentrell Cypress, a corner. So a defensive player is number one. Devin Leary, they've got number 2. Obviously, that's a quarterback. DJU is number 3. There is no way DJU, the way he's played, is number 3. That's a terrible ranking for him. He's not that good. But anyways, he's an offensive player. Hudson Card is 4. A cornerback. J.Q. Hardaway from Cincinnati is number 5. So 2 of the first 5 are DBs or defensive players. Number 7 is Deshaun McCullough, whose dad is the running back coach at Notre Dame. Indiana, edge rusher, outside linebacker. And then what do we have? A&M defensive lineman is number 8. A&M running back is number 9, LJ Johnson. So, a couple on defense, but it looks like a lot of offensive players. I haven't really thought about which side of the ball, but he's probably right here. It's more offense than defense. Anyways, let's take the break. Gator Dave, top of the hour. Griff a little later, hour 3. That was a fast hour. I'm not sure what happened there, but that was a fast hour. Omni Nashville Hotel. Commitments a week from right now.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. It's election day again in Georgia. The runoff, the nation's final Senate race, incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock faces off against Republican challenger Herschel Walker. ABC's Rachel Scott has been covering the race from Kennesaw, Georgia.
Already more than 1.8 million voters have cast their ballot, shattering records here. In the final days, Walker's message has come down to one thing, tying